Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Guten Abend zum heutigen Kunstradio. Das Kunstradio bildet wie schon in den letzten Jahren den Abschluss des ORF-Musikprotokolls im steirischen Herbst, das heuer unter dem Motto Musikalische Kartografien stand. Wir senden heute live aus dem ESC Medienkunstlabor in Graz und dazu begrüßt sie Elisabeth Zimmermann. Begrüßen möchte ich nicht nur das Publikum vor Ort, sondern die Hörer und Hörerinnen von Ö1, von Radio Revolten Radio in Halle an der Saale und die Performerin des heutigen Abends, die junge tunesische Künstlerin und Musikerin Dina Abdelwahed. Sie setzt sich in ihrer Live-Performance All Hail Mother Internet mit dem Leben nach dem arabischen Frühling in Tunesien und der momentan eher deprimierenden Lebenswelt der sogenannten Generation Y in Tunesien auseinander. Dina Abdelwahed ist Teil dieser jüngeren Generation, die mit den neuen Technologien aufgewachsen ist, und sie stellt sich die Frage, was wäre ich ohne das Internet? Die tunesische Künstlerin setzt sich auf sehr persönliche Art und Weise mit den inneren Widersprüchen der tunesischen Gesellschaft auseinander. Mit verschiedensten Materialien wie Texten, arabischer Popmusik und elektronischen Sounds. Sie zeichnet eine digitale Zukunft mit Hoffnung auf mehr Selbstbestimmung. Ihre Performance All Hail Mother Internet gewann übrigens letztes Jahr eines der beiden Projektstipendien des CTM Radio Labs. Das ist eine Kooperation des CTM Festivals Berlin, Deutschland Radio Kultur, Goethe-Institut, dem Sokos-Netzwerk, dem ORF-Musikprotokoll und dem Ö1 Kunstradio. Die CTM Radio Lab Projektstipendien für 2017 wurden kürzlich an die libanesische Künstlerin Rima Nashti und dem mexikanischen Künstler Julian Bonicchi vergeben. Im Moment aber senden wir live aus der Ausstellung Zerstören im ESC Medienkunstlabor in Graz. Neben mir begrüße ich die künstlerische Leiterin Reni Hufmüller. Hallo, guten Abend.
Ja, guten Abend.
Und wir stehen ja da jetzt in dieser schönen Ausstellung und die setzt sich eben mit verschiedenen Momenten der Zerstörung auseinander. Aber um welche Zerstörung geht es in dieser Ausstellung?
Naja, Zerstören, Stören, Verstören hat ganz viele verschiedene Ebenen. Was wir gemacht haben, gemeinsam mit den Künstlerinnen, die wir eingeladen haben, die alle in Kollektiven tätig sind und arbeiten, war darüber nachzudenken und Projekte zu entwickeln, wo wir einerseits selbst vielleicht etwas wirklich zerstören wollen, wie zum Beispiel vorhandene Geschlechterbilder und Geschlechterrollen, oder aber auch, was wir alles sehen und mitkriegen, eben was alles zerstört wird. Und es geht irgendwie von Ressourcenverschwendung über Strukturen, die zusammenbrechen, halt bis hin zu Auseinandersetzungen mit Technologie.
Und weil unsere Hörer und Hörerinnen ja diese schöne Ausstellung nicht sehen können, was gibt es denn hier zu erleben, zu beschreiben? Wie schaut es denn hier aus?
Wenn man den Raum kennt, weiß man, er besteht im Grunde, also unsere Außenhaut ist alles Glas. Ja? Das heißt, man kann nicht nur reinschauen, man kann sogar durchschauen. Und damit dieses Gebäude aber eben trotzdem hält, haben wir eine ganze Reihe von Säulen, die wir auch gewohnt sind, meistens eigentlich zu ignorieren, weil sie halt einfach nur quasi zur Basisstruktur gehören. Und eines der Projekte, die entstanden sind, ist eben, dass wir eine Vervielfachung dieser Säulen jetzt erlebt haben, die aber nicht aufrecht stehen, sondern liegen, umgestürzt hin, umkippen und eigentlich so eine gewisse Art von Destabilisierung und Instabilität zeigen können. Und das ist auch eine der zentralen Arbeiten.
Und die Ausstellung läuft ja noch bis zum 18.11. Und da gibt es auch eine Finissage. Passiert da was Besonderes oder ist das einfach ein Fest? Oder?
Also zum jetzigen Zeitpunkt kann ich sagen, wir haben am 8. November ein größeres Treffen hier, das Feminist Service Get Together Exchange Meeting. Und aus dem heraus werden wir Programm generieren, das man dann tatsächlich auch bei der Finissage erleben wird können.
Gut, danke, Reni Hofmüller. So, also bis zum 18.11. haben Sie noch die Möglichkeit, die Ausstellung Zerstören im ESC Medienkunstlabor in Graz zu besuchen. Aber nun will ich Sie nicht länger auf die Folter spannen und möchte gerne überleiten zu unserer Live-Performance All Hail Mother Internet der tunesischen Künstlerin und Musikerin Dina Abdelwahed. Viel Vergnügen.
State guarantees the right to information. The right to culture is guaranteed. The freedom of creative expression is guaranteed. The freedom of creative expression is guaranteed. The state encourages cultural creativity and supports the strengthening of national culture, its diversity and renewal, in promoting the values of tolerance, rejection of violence, openness to different cultures, and dialogue between civilizations. The state shall protect cultural heritage and guarantees it for future generations. The state shall protect cultural heritage and guarantees it for future generations. Freedom of opinion, thought, expression, information and publication shall be guaranteed. These freedoms shall not be subject to prior censorship. Freedom of opinion, thought, expression, information and publication shall be guaranteed. These freedoms shall not be subject to prior censorship. State guarantees freedoms and individual and collective rights to all citizens and provides all citizens the conditions for a dignified life. Every citizen has the right to choose their place of residence, to free movement within the country, and the right to leave the country. No citizen shall be deprived of their nationality, exiled, extradited, or prevented from returning to their country. The state shall work to consolidate the Arab Muslim identity and national belonging in the young generations, and to strengthen, promote, and generalize the use of Arabic language, and to openness to foreign languages, the human civilization, and diffusion of the culture of human rights. The state protects human dignity and physical integrity, and prohibits mental and physical torture. Crimes of torture are not subject to to any statute of limitations. Crimes of torture are not subject to any statute of limitations. Crimes of torture are not subject to any statute of limitations. Crimes of torture are not subject to any statute of limitations.
The Constitution of Miki Republic.
حضرتك شتمت محمود طاهر بأمه، عماد وحيد بأمه، شتمت النادي الأهلي
يا أستاذ عبد العزيز،
والناس كلها سيادة المستشار طول السنة صبر عليك.
صبر عليك؟
آه صبر عليك.
يعني
انت وبتطلب
منهم
ان هم
يعتزلوا. لكن هناوش من لو تيران سيرتو او نيفو دو لا كونستركسيون، وهذا الاشكال اللي وقع لنا. كذلك ما ننساوش انه اخطانا في الشوط الاول، وهذاك هو اللي كي افوسي لونتام تاع الماتش. جامي تو وي دو تيران ماجي لو روتار في السكور، وكنا قراب باش نزيدوا
نسجلوا.
عندك لقطات فان تاع الفيلم تاع السيدي كوب دي اريتي، كنا نجموا نرجعوا في السكور.
Mais Josiane, comment fais-tu pour avoir des enfants aussi éclatants, propreté de santé?
J'utilise plus de temps. C'est un homme ou d'épée? C'est excellent car c'est long.
هم شايفين ايه؟ فده يعني اول القصيده كفر. احنا مش عايزين نحس ان في املاءات على الجدعان دول، عايزين نحس ان هم
مش عايزين. كومون فيتو بور افوار ديز انفون سي
عندهم كلهم.
مش عايزين. كومون فيتو بور افوار ديز انفون سي كلهم
Did you smell it all the way from LA?
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
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 ربنا يهديك
خلاص ربنا يهديك خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
خلاص
ربنا يهديك
Thank you. حل الانترنت
وش بيكم عليا هكا لهكا رجلي يا رجلي معايا
حل الانترنت
Hey, what's going on? Calm down. Don't worry. Either way, I am my parents' responsibility.
حل الانترنت.
وش بيكم عليا هكا لهكا رجلي يا رجلي ماليا
حل الانترنت.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning. Blessings and best wishes. Peace upon you, my dearest spectators, my brothers, my sisters, my friends. Welcome to our new episode, which will be dedicated to Generation Y from our beloved country. I am not old yet, but old enough to give a platform to our youngsters' voices. I, like most of you, I am concerned about what are they into, what they do in their free time. It is certainly not like it used to be, and we really need to consider this because today's art and entertainment could threaten our culture. You know,
too many stuff.
I went down by myself to the streets and met very intelligent and promising men and women, young men and women. I hope these interviews will enlighten you up, my dears. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Amin, aka Eminem, and I am 24.
AK?
My friends call me Eminem.
Ah, okay. nice to meet you, Amin. Say, what do you study? Are you married?
Study? I will have no jobs anyway. Marriage is expensive. I'm still waiting for my parents to take care of that.
Oh, no rush. God will show you the way. In the meantime, how do you entertain yourself?
You know well, like all the boys.
Ah.
I go to the cafe around the corner with my music in my ears, my internet in my hands. In the evening, my neighbors come in and we talk. We play cards, PlayStation, nothing special. I am bored, to be honest. The government is not doing a thing for us.
Yeah, I will not talk about that. But what are you into? Do you have any hobbies, activities?
Music. I listen to rap. English, French, Tunisian, Algerian. I am a fan of hip-hop. I am hip-hop. I spend hours a day checking on what's new, what's hot, in forums, you know? I watch hip-hop music videos. It makes me dream and chill.
Nice, nice. And do you share this activity with your friends?
No one understands me.
Oh.
They are selfish.
Oh.
Hip-hop prepares you for that anyways. It is a lifestyle. A way of life, you know?
Yes, yes. I understand how music can go beyond entertainment. But someone as sensitive as you, as spontaneous as you, how come you are not interested in our ghetto music? For instance, Fatma Bouseha, may she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
I am sure you will like it, and you will not end up alone.
Music from here is good for summertime and marriages, but not for normal days. I need something that suits me best, that understands me, you know? I happen to hear Abd Halim al-Hafiz records in the cafe. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
But it's cafe music, you know?
Well, no, I don't know. How do you party with hip-hop?
Party? Where? In summer, maybe. But on normal days, we take 2 packs of beer and we drink it with the boys in the parking lot over there.
Okay.
I don't play my music loud, though. They don't like it. They say they would rather dance and chill. So I let them put theirs on.
That's very generous from you, Amin. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Salma, and I study at the Teachers College.
Oh, a future professor. My pleasure, Salma. I guess you are single then.
Let's say I am not married, yes.
Tell me, young lady, what are your interests?
I am into blogs, mm-hmm. current politics.
Yes.
I also like to stream series and movies when I have a break from studying.
Oh, well, I don't meet much people who go to the cinema, but that is good to hear.
No, I read and watch everything on the internet. You said it. Not much people go to the cinema because you only find commercial films. It is a waste of time and brain neurons.
Oh, let's not speak about intellectual things, shall we? What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you listen when you study?
Rock music.
Rock? And you dance to this music?
Of course! I go to the plug bar, the only space where you can listen to rock's top charts. It's awesome.
But how did you hear about this music? Don't you know that these people are satanic? It is acceptable in the West. If it's acceptable in the West, it is certainly not acceptable for our ethics. You are a beautiful young lady. Who is going to marry you if you drink and shout like a guy? There's certainly rebellious music in our heritage. For example, Sheikh Imam, for example. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Palestinians love to live to. Palestinians love to sing his songs.
I don't like how you are judging me.
Well, I don't like how you think you are superior. I wouldn't want you to teach my kids.
I don't feel superior.
Oh.
I just prefer values over ethics.
Oh, you're westernized. Take my advice. If you go to Europe, they will not accept you. Your home is here, and like any citizen, you should respect your nation and our nation.
Who said I want to leave? I am a citizen of this country, and I shall be respected by my nation. I am not harming anyone.
If you teach this, the West will win.
If I do teach this one day, the next generation will be modernized. But my studies will only allow me to teach French.
You are brainwashed.
You are brainwashed.
Hi, my name is Huda. I am 20 years old and I study.
Oh, hello, Huda. Pleasure to meet you. Tell us, what do you love to do? How do you entertain yourself and your friends?
I like to dance, mm-hmm. like a lot.
Oh.
I like to dress up really well and go to party.
Very sweet. And where do you party?
I go out at night with my friends to a club.
A club? I don't... Where young people drink and dance to techno music?
Yes, a club. I don't drink and I don't dance to techno music, though. But boys over there are super classy.
Oh.
They are so into techno music these days.
Nice.
More than football.
Mm-hmm.
I meet boys there and they talk to me about their journey outside the country of big festivals in Eastern Europe. They are like, so into that.
Oh, and what you are into?
Like most of the girls, please, of course.
Hmm?
No?
No.
Okay, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We go to one of the girls' homes.
Yes.
We put up mirrors or a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask our geek friend to put on a playlist of the best pop songs on YouTube. And we dance.
Ooh, girl, you made me go back to my youth. Don't you regret that we have more and more colorless showcases in this country? Where our culture is going? What is this trend of hearing something on the internet and then act like it's enough to replace our radio, TV, and concert venues? Back then, we didn't have to close ourselves into a room to dance freely to what we really like, to our music, our culture. Back then, boys and girls, we went to concerts together, and we sang and danced along with our language. We were one. We were one.
There is no point in asking ourselves
whether the great technological progress that has been accelerating in recent years
and that has profoundly changed our lives,
especially in the field of communications and access to knowledge,
is a good thing or a bad thing as far as we are concerned. It isn't the subject of a referendum, it's a fact.
But the way it affects our future depends largely upon ourselves. Some people might be tempted to reject it all.
Some people might be tempted to reject it all out of hand. Taking refuge in their identity and anathematizing in one and the same breath.
Globalization,
the hegemony of the West,
and the intolerable United States. Others, conversely, would be ready to accept everything, to swallow it all so indiscriminately
that they end up not knowing where they are going, or what the world is coming to. We are living in an age of both harmonization and dissonance.
Never have men had so many things in common. Knowledge, points of reference, images, words, instruments and tools of all kinds.
But this only increases their desire to assert their differences.
The ever-increasing speed of globalization undoubtedly reinforces, by way of reaction, people's need for identity.
And because of the existential anguish that accompanies such sudden changes, it also strengthens their need for spirituality. But only religious allegiance meets, or at least seeks to meet, both these needs. Just because they seem either adventurous or inevitable.
But each one of us
has known what is to jip when he feels that some significant factor in his identity is being threatened, whether it be his language, his religion, the symbolic elements in his culture, or his independence.
I haven't got several identities.
I've got just one.
Made up of many components in a mixture that is unique to me.
Just as other people's
identity is unique to them as individuals.
Anyone who claims a more complex identity is marginalized.
It presupposes
that deep down inside everyone, there is just one affiliation that really matters. A kind of fundamental truth about each individual. An essence determined once and for all at birth, never to change thereafter.
As if the rest, all the rest, a person's whole journey, through time as a free agent.
The beliefs he acquires in the course of that journey, his own individual tastes, sensibilities, and affinities. In short, his life itself counted for nothing.
And when, as happens so often nowadays, our contemporaries are exhorted to assert their identity, they are meant to seek within themselves that same alleged fundamental allegiance,
which is often religious, national, racial, or ethnic,
and having located it, they are supposed to flaunt it proudly in the face of others.
The new means of communication that all too swiftly bring us close to one another may bring us as
While the new means of communication that all too swiftly bring us close to one another may bring us, by way of reaction, to stress our differences. They also make us aware of our common fate.
Might in the long run favor the emergence of a new approach to the idea of identity.
It offers very many of our contemporaries,
people in every country, custodians of every cultural tradition,
the opportunity to take part in the forging of a culture that will soon be common to us all.
It is often the way we look at other people that imprisons them
within their own narrowest allegiances.
And it is also the way we look at them that may set them free.
And it is also the way we look at them that may set them free.
Da da da. I can't. I can't. No, I can't. Why? I was born healthy in 89, thanks to you. Same as internet that I had, thanks to you.
Sie hörten live aus der Ausstellung Zerstören im ESK Medienkunstlabor in Graz die Performance All Hail Mother Internet von Dina Abdel-Wahed. Die Performance war der Abschluss des heurigen ORF Musikprotokoll Festivals im steirischen Herbst. Ein anderes Festival, an dem das Ö1 Kunstradio beteiligt ist, sind die Radiorevolten in Halle an der Saale in Deutschland, die noch den ganzen Oktober sowohl vor Ort und im Radiorevolten Radio in Halle als auch auf Mittelwelle 1575 kHz und im Internet auf radiorevolten.net zu erleben sind. Es gibt tägliche Performances, Konferenzen, Ausstellungen und Installationen. Einige der Performances werden noch im Ö1 Kunstradio zu hören sein. Für heute wünschen Mike Zenz für die Technik und Elisabeth Zimmermann, Redaktion, im Namen des gesamten Teams, des ESK Medienkunstlabors und des ORF Musikprotokolls eine gute Nacht mit Österreich 1.